I'm happy to be speaking with you today, and I'm glad that you're a part of the ministry of God Is. Who is God? Well, there is much that the Bible tells us about the nature and character of Almighty God, and this week we are discussing the righteousness and justice of God. In the Bible, the words for righteousness and justice are the same, and so whenever we speak of God being righteous, we also speak of God being just. And yesterday we acknowledged that the justice of God is something that we find very difficult to comprehend, mainly because we live in a world that seems full of injustices, the absence of justice. Part of what it means to have faith in God is to believe, despite what we see and experience now. We believe that justice is coming. God will bring His justice to bear on all of the sinners that this world has ever experienced and tolerated. God is a just judge. And let me speak for just a few minutes to those of you listening to me who have been on the receiving end of some injustice. My heart breaks for you. Every so often as a pastor, I will have someone share with me through tears about how unjust a person or an institution has been to him or her. I heard a story recently of a young person shunned by a group of her friends, at least people she thought were her friends, for doing what was absolutely the right thing to do. She was feeling lonely and isolated, and I offered her the grace of Christ, and I prayed that somehow the Holy Spirit would enable her to, over time, forgive those who committed such an act of injustice towards her. Otherwise, she would be left for the injustice to devour her soul and wreck her spirit. Maybe you are a person who has resigned yourself to the fact that the injustice committed against you will never be set right. Well, in order for me to be realistic and honest, I have to say that you might be right. In this life, here and now, many wrongs are not made right. Injustice is real. But if you think that God is not watching, and if you think that even God cannot make right the wrong done to you, then I tell you respectfully, you're wrong. The witness of God in the Bible speaks with clarity, and I hope that you'll listen to me and hear what I have to say to you. In 2 Peter chapter 2, there is an incredible passage that speaks about how God will rescue the righteous and the just, the believers in His Son Jesus Christ. And, note this, about how God will bring under severe judgment the unrighteous and the unjust. Specifically, Peter is writing about how God will deal with false teachers, but the application is broader. Listen for the words righteous and unrighteous in what I am about to read, and remember that righteous can be read as just, and unrighteous as unjust. This is 2 Peter chapter 2 and verses 8 through 10. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verses 8 through 10. For by what he saw and heard, that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge the flesh in its corrupt desires and despise authority. So, you have a righteous man. That is you, believer in Jesus Christ. God has made you righteous, and his soul is being tormented day after day by the lawless deeds of an unrighteous person. Is that what you are experiencing? Well then, listen to the rest of the text. The Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. Don't you love this? The Lord knows how. Amazing! God knows how, my friend. The image here is of unrighteous and unjust people being kept as prisoners, awaiting a sentence from God, the just judge. What they have done to destroy you will be remembered by God. Their deeds do not go unpunished. In fact, He is holding them, keeping them for divine judgment. 2 Peter says to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. So, God is watching, and God will make right the wrong done against you. No one else may see the injustice. Your family and friends may not even defend you. The courts won't acknowledge it. even the spiritual leaders in your church took the side of the offender? Whatever the case may be, rest assured God sees it, and God will judge with justice all of the unjust deeds done to you, or to anyone else for that matter. Put your faith in God, and He will deliver you. Listen, if you would, to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 14. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 14. Right now, the injustice done to you is hidden, not for long. God is going to bring that act to judgment, my friend. And so take heart, be of good courage. Your deliverer is coming. Put your faith and hope in God today and let Him come to deliver you from the injustices that have been done against you. Remember how I defined God's justice? It's this: God always does what is right. God's justice is God always doing what is right. You and I can count on God to do right. Now, let me pray for anyone who is living with some injustice done against them. Lord, we pause today to pray to You. I ask that You will be with anyone listening to me now who has been tormented, even day after day, with some unjust deed or deeds. We live in a society, Lord, where there are multiple injustices, and after a while, we begin to feel that these will never be made right. We begin to feel as if no one will defend us, and the unjust persons will get away with it. But Lord, have mercy on the person today who feels this way. Thank You for the clarity of Your word to us today and every day. You are the just judge. You watch. You see every sin ever committed. There is no getting away with it with You. And one day the unrighteous will be under the punishment of Your judgment. So increase our faith in You, Lord. Protect the oppressed and the innocent, and bring to justice the oppressor and the guilty. And I pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now, what I've been sharing with you yesterday and today also serves as a bit of an introduction to other insights I have into the justice of God upcoming this week and next. So I will come back to some of this again as we move along from a different angle, or at least with additional Bible passages. For example, I want to ask, if God is just, then why do wicked people seem to prosper? And if God is just, then why do His people, Christians, suffer? Those are questions we have to take seriously when we say that God is just, and I will take those questions seriously. But as we get our foot in the door on these questions today, I want to stress something that the Bible repeatedly affirms. Because God is perfectly just, because God always does what is right, we cannot demand that God explain Himself to us. Because when we see an injustice, when we know that something is going on that must be stopped, and we perceive that God has done nothing to intervene and stop the unjust actions of the few or the many, we usually want to blame God. We want to hold Him to account for the actions of others. We cry out, "Where is God in all of this?" I understand. I feel this way too sometimes. It is human to feel this way. But to be sure, God answers us in His word. And perhaps the clearest response to our question is found in Romans chapter 11 and verse 33. We are becoming more and more familiar with the book of Romans and this statement by the Apostle Paul to the saints at Rome, who were facing lots of injustice, by the way, is one of the single greatest statements in all of Scripture. Do you have your Bible there? Put a big circle around this. Highlight Romans chapter 11 and verse 33, and please memorize this text. It reads, "Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways." I'll read that again. "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways." That's Romans chapter 11 and verse 33. Paul the Apostle says this as almost like a doxology at the end of the 3-chapter-long discussion on the future of the people of Israel, the Jews. Romans chapters 9 through 11 is outstanding in every way. But again, this statement has broader application. The wisdom and knowledge of God is not something that we understand. God is God, and we are not. God is God, and I am not God. God is God, and you are not God. The wisdom and knowledge of God is beyond us. God's judgments, says the text, are unsearchable. And God's ways, they are unfathomable. Who are we that we should think that we can figure out God? We cannot. I certainly cannot. His ways are far and above and beyond me. Here's another Thomas Watson quote. I cannot help myself. He says it so well. Quote, "It is below God to give us an account of his proceedings." It is below God to give us an account of his proceedings. Unquote. That is very true. And so, I want us to keep Romans chapter 11, verse 33 in mind when we proceed with these questions that arise as we consider that God is just. I am going to do my best to present to you biblical answers to these questions. But there's a good chance that these answers may not satisfy you. But if they do not, then you circle back to Romans chapter 11 and verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. Amen. That's a verse that I always keep right in front of me when I am wrestling to understand who God is. Well, friends, I look forward to being with you again tomorrow, so join me then, for God is...